everyone's saying it's a religious and a cultural symbol, which it is. It's a cultural symbol more than a religious symbol. But right now, it's used to hide the faces of protesters who are calling for the destruction of the state of Israel and to kill Jews in our streets. That's what it's being used for. So I can understand why there's a huge segment of the population that feels really uncomfortable that people are allowed to wear this at Queen's Park.
So that's Larissa Waller. She was on earlier in the show. Very passionate about it. She's Jewish. She's seen what's been in our streets and has concerns. If you've heard the show, you know that I have. I don't know that my opinions changed about what would be acceptable in the streets and what wouldn't be. But I'm worried. I mentioned it with the train tracks being blocked the other night and four arrests getting made, that we're getting into territory where it's not just a disruption or a disturbance. That infrastructure ends up being damaged, and that sort of this isn't about sides and the arguments. This is more about creating chaos and disorder, and we can't have that. Can't have that on the streets of Toronto. I think this is going to be a very intriguing weekend, given what went down on those train tracks the other night. It's rare, very rare, that the three main parties, all the leaders are in unison on this, but they are in this one. And the first one to weigh in on this, we've got on the line right now. She's the official leader of the opposition about this controversy about a keffiyeh ban at Queen's Park. She is NDP leader Marit Stiles. It's great to have you on. I appreciate the time.
Great to be here.
This was sort of a slow moving news story, I'll tell you, Marit, as we looked at this and we I started to hear about this, I think Tuesday afternoon, but a lot's in the air and you're like, where's this going to go? But you've obviously known about it for a while and I'm sure it rankled you and you said something yesterday and you were the first of the three main leaders to say something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, members of my staff and some guests of our caucus in the legislature were told last week that they couldn't wear the keffiyeh, which, you know, is an article of clothing. For folks who don't know, it's a scarf, right? And they were told to remove it when they entered the legislature. And that kind of came out of nowhere because there are people who wear that all the time, every day, and have for years. And so it was a bit of a surprise. So I wrote last week to the Speaker of the legislature and said, you know, I disagree with this decision. I want you to reconsider it. And he wrote back just Tuesday and said he's not willing to reconsider that position. So that's when, you know, it started to we started to go out a little bit more and people started to share that information. Obviously it was going to get out because, of course, people are getting stopped and asked to remove it. And so but I was, you know, trying to convince the speaker, you know, in a respectful way that this is not the right way to proceed.
Do you think it does get reversed now that there's, in essence, unanimity among the three main leaders?
Well, you know, I made my feelings clear on this. The premier did, too. And I'm glad to see him agree with us on that. And I think if you've got the leader of the official opposition and the premier, the will of the House is different than the speaker's. So I do hope that this means that the speaker will listen. I would expect him to speak to it this morning. I hope that, and I want to tell you also, Greg, yeah. I've received thousands of letters in the last couple of days from people all across the province who support our speaking out on this. And I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping that the speaker will reconsider his position.
Now, there was a statement yesterday from B'nai B'rith Canada. And I'll just read you the first sentence. Mm-hmm. The keffiyeh's innocuous origins as a cultural symbol have been corrupted by radicals. It has become a divisive symbol that is used to incite. I would make the case that that's true at times on streets of our city and at times here in where we live in Toronto. But that said, those should be treated in their own individual capacity by law enforcement. I don't think I think two things can be true at the same time. I agree with those sentences B'nai B'rith put out. I don't think that should co-opt the policy of what Queen's Park should do.
You know, I think it's a very painful time for a lot of people, particularly people who are, you know, in whatever way connected to the conflict that's happening right now. It's a very painful time. You and I have talked about that before. But, you know, here in Ontario, Ontario should be a place where people are not prohibited from wearing symbols of their culture and their heritage and their identity. And I think, you know, as I said to the speaker, MPPs wear, and I understand it's a particular moment we're in, but, you know, kirpans, kilts, you know, all of these things have been political symbols in the past at moments in history. I understand that. And we wear them all the time. And I think, you know, in the same way that, you know, Ukrainian clothing, for example, is being worn out with pride,
sure,
and understandably so in this moment, we have to understand that, you know, certainly these are also, this is cultural clothing of significance to identity and heritage. And I think it's a real mistake to crack down on that in this particular way, in this particular item of clothing.
Last thing, the distinction I would make is I don't think people's faces should be covered by it. I think people can wear it as a shawl. I think people can wear it as a scarf. I understand somebody sitting in the gallery or group sitting in the gallery, six people across the way with their faces covered. I understand why, as you point out in this time and place, why that's unsettling. Would you say that's fair?
Well, look, I mean, we're not talking about people covering their faces coming into the legislature. I'm talking about a scarf that people wear wrapped around their neck.
But people have come in with their faces covered, and I think they should not cover their faces.
Not into the legislature.
No, up in the gallery. I've seen it.
Well, it's certainly not happening now.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to do that. And so except for a actual mask.
Yeah, medical mask. Sure, sure.
You know, people won't be allowed, and they haven't been allowed to do that for a very long time. So, and there are very strict rules. It has gotten very strict in the legislature over the last few years. I mean, but having said all of that, you know, there is a difference between using something to make a political protest and using something that, and this is a piece of clothing again, that is used, that is absolutely a cultural piece of clothing.
Yeah.
I have to say too, I think, you know, again, it's not just me. The premier has made his feelings felt now and clear. I'm glad about that. I hope that the speaker understands that that's not the will of the House. And, you know, it is, you know, it's staff, it's guests being asked to remove it. That's not acceptable.
I got to move. There's lots of issues we could get to. So let's have another catch up on all these big issues soon, Mart. I appreciate the time this morning.
Great. Nice to talk to you. Take
Mart care. Stiles joining us, leader of the NDP. We'll see where it goes today.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.